This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo, and we begin with Jeff Sessions. The longtime Alabama senator and lawyer has been confirmed by the Senate as attorney general. The vote was 52-49. Sessions has been a fierce conservative his entire career. In 2010, he criticized a California judge who overturned the state's ban on same-sex marriage. In 2004, he authored a bill that would have allowed states like Alabama and California to indefinitely detain undocumented residents. And he's been a staunch opponent of legalized marijuana. But California Senator Kamala Harris says she was voting against his nomination because of Sessions' civil rights record. Harris says that includes what she calls the gutting of the Voting Rights Act.
The United States Attorney General enforces the principles that are the founding of our country. But I've seen no evidence in his record or testimony that Senator Sessions will approach this office in furtherance of these noble ideals.
Sessions was first elected to the Senate in 1996 after a controversial career as a U.S. attorney that includes allegations of marginalizing black voters. Republicans dismissed this criticism, saying Sessions has had a respectful and upstanding career. We're going to move now to Southern California, where a cloud of distrust hangs over a community exposed to natural gas. About a year after plugging a massive methane leak in Los Angeles County, Southern California Gas may soon start pumping natural gas into its largest storage field again. State regulators are weighing whether to reopen the Aliso Canyon gas field over the objections of residents and politicians. Molly Peterson reports.
I think the wells are safe.
That's Ken Harris. He's California's oil and gas supervisor, one of two regulators making this decision. He says SoCalGas has replaced miles of pipeline at the field. Inspectors have cleared 37 out of 114 gas wells for operation so far and are still checking out the rest. And he says new rules would require more and better inspections.
I don't think any gas field has been put under the level of scrutiny that we've put Aliso Canyon under.
Harris says the public has to trust the technical expertise of his Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources and the California Public Utilities Commission. But hundreds of people packed hearings in Woodland Hills last week to say they absolutely don't.
Still getting sick! Still getting sick!
The initial leak forced thousands of families in the hillside community of Porter Ranch from their homes. Over the last year, some disputes with SoCalGas, like relocation costs and home cleaning, have been settled. But other major questions remain unanswered. The biggest is, what's to blame for the headaches, nosebleeds, nausea, and other health symptoms reported by some residents first during the leak and intermittently since then? Inside the public hearing, Angelo Balomo of the L.A. County Department of Public Health said that the county is seeking a multi-year, multi-million-dollar study.
Having the type of study we're talking about is the only way this community will have closure to their health concerns and needs.
No study is yet underway, in part because of cost and scope issues. That could soon change. Just yesterday, SoCalGas agreed to pay air regulators $1 million towards a health investigation. But residents say they're also waiting for someone to investigate the root cause of the blowout.
Can't let you speak while you're on this. Listen, stop that.
On another night, members of the group Save Porter Ranch seized control of the public meeting. Their leader, Matt Pacuco, vented the group's frustration through a bullhorn.
If you cannot absolutely state with a root cause analysis completed what caused the blowout, then you cannot claim that this facility is safe.
State Senator Henry Stern has introduced a bill to require that analysis to be completed before the gas field reopens. Some Republican lawmakers and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein have signed on, too.
The hope is we don't have to push the bill all the way through and that they'll take a pause here, reassess, and not rush this thing. But look, we'll go that route if we have to.
SoCalGas says that this storage field is critical to meeting peak demand on the coldest and hottest days. But some independent experts, including one for Los Angeles County, are raising questions about that. And under the law, the state has to look into whether it can provide enough power without Aliso Canyon's reserves. That's another question that residents like Helen Rittenauer want answered 15 months after the initial blowout. She told regulators she's tired of the politics.
We don't need you to sell us on the need or the safety of this facility. What we need is to stop being sick.
Rittenauer says her community just wants to feel safe again. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.
We're going to move on to the weather now. There's been tons of rain all across the state. So do you think the drought is over? Nope. KQED's science editor Craig Miller explains why.
Why is what local water managers lined up to ask in the Sacramento hearing before the water board. Reservoirs are brimming, the snowpack is burgeoning, so where's the emergency?
The water supply conditions we're seeing are nowhere near what we would term an emergency.
That's Paul Jones, who manages the Eastern Municipal Water District in Riverside County. The state had two answers. One, there are more than 2 months left in the wet season and anything could happen. And two, they don't want to lose momentum after several years of conservation gains.
Drought or no drought, it makes sense to prohibit water waste.
Max Gomberg heads climate and conservation for the Water Board.
If the state were to drop everything now, the headline would be state drops all restrictions, drought's over, go back to watering. And we don't want to send that message.
Officials could revisit the whole thing in May once winter is officially over. And one new wrinkle was added to the rules. Cities and counties may no longer penalize property owners who let their lawns go brown. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Tomorrow we're going to hear from a Southern California doctor who says he's seen all kinds of health problems from people in and around Aliso Canyon. You're going to want to hear that interview. As for today, this is the California Report for Thursday, February 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great day.